Hey, it's Quicksland this morning. We're doing everything but on the air here. Now we got to get on the air. We're taking some pictures and getting things lined up for Facebook here, and you can check that out at Central Mo Info or on the 4th Street Theater Facebook page.
That's right.
Scott,
that's right.
Promote that. What is that page?
4th Street Theater. If you if you're on Facebook, which Lord have mercy, billions are. We're at 4th Street Theater, so that's number 4TH, 4th Street, STREET, theater with an RE, because that's the location, theater with an ER, just for the those who want to know, is what you do at the RE place, theater. So,
gotcha.
Anyway, it's great to be here.
Later today, you can view our mugs, but actually take a look at some of the books that are available. We'll get to that here in just a moment, but on our Facebook page. As far as events go, you got a big one to ring in the new year.
You know what? This is our last big fundraiser of the year, and it's a lot of fun. Howard Meadler, our president of the board, is heading this activity up, and we've done this for several years now. It's an opportunity for you to go out. Maybe not ring in the midnight, but you can have a good dinner and an enjoyable space, enjoyable time with some friends and maybe some family. Bring them with you. $50 donation per person gets you in the door for dinner and music at the theater. So it's a great place to. It's an elegant space. This is a business casual kind of thing. You know, leave your overalls and blue jeans at home. Get dressed up a little bit, and come have dinner at the theater for New Year's Eve. So we're talking about doors will open at 6 o'clock for social hour. It'll run till 10 o'clock. We'll have entertainment by Ken Tebow and whatever friends he wants to bring along with him. Menus by Chef Jeff. We're talking the classics, the prime rib, chicken Florentine on the entree side, and then all of the great stuff that goes along with that. With that menu. So I've got 96 tickets available. So this is a first come, first serve. You need to run by the Chamber of Commerce to pick up your tickets by 5 p.m. on December 20th. So you've got a couple of days left, just a few days left to pick those tickets up. And we want to see you guys at the theater for New Year's Eve dinner.
Very good. So now the theater, people, we've talked about your movies that you have there, which is theater seating. But then when you have an event like this, you're able to transform the theater. This is the
great thing about the thought process of the team that was building out the restoration. We've got the tiered seating in the front of the theater, but then we have what I call the mezzanine area, which is a flattened area that we can seat up to 96 people at round tables. So it's a great place to have receptions, have dinners, have corporate events if you want to put up tables and have a training space. And then, of course, you've got the tiered seating that is in front of the stage. And so that's where we'll be having this. Usually the caterers will set up either in the lobby or on the back side of the mezzanine. We've got plenty of space for those tables to be set up for catering. Or displays, that type of thing. And the New Year's Eve dinner is a perfect example of what can be done at that space.
So that dovetails into our next subject.
Let's talk. Yeah.
And you've got rentals certainly available for 2019.
Scott. Absolutely. Yeah. We're already scheduling rentals for reunions, weddings. This is a great space to have. If you're not seating thousands at your wedding, you're under the 300 mark. This is a great place to have your wedding, or like I mentioned, a corporate event or a reunion. We just had a guy have his birthday party this past weekend at the theater. He had music playing on our massive sound system. We had the table set up, and he had 30 or 40 folks of close friends of his, and they brought in the food and set up in the mezzanine and had a wonderful afternoon on a Saturday at the theater for a birthday party.
Very good. So you're allowed to come in and decorate on your own? Or how?
You know what? We'll work with the individual on decoration. We don't want you sticking.
Can't change the entire theater look.
Yeah, we don't want you putting sticking your pictures on the wall with a stick pin in the middle of that very historic wall that's there from the 1920s. But absolutely, we can certainly, we'll work very closely with the individual to put that together.
A table decoration, for
yeah,
example.
Absolutely.
A centerpiece or
something. Or you know what? We've got a 26-foot screen. We'd love to put your pictures up there.
Okay.
So
there you go.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot to imagine there.
Sure, yeah.
So how do you rent the 4th Street Theater?
Well, it's a simple call. 833-4408 will get you into our office. Leave us a voicemail if we're not there at the theater office. Or you could email us at 4thstreettheater.org. That's 4-T-H-S-T theater, R-E.org.
All right. Scott McGarvey in with us. We're talking about what's happening at the historic 4th Street Theater. He brought in some books. I didn't even realize that you had a library of resources available.
Yes, we have. The beautiful part about this is when Carol Lee was working originally with the theaters, with just the bones of what was given to us by the Mills, the Bills family, she really saw this, she envisioned this not just as a performance space, but also a historical space to capture movie resources, movie history. And so I've got, you can check it out, on the Facebook page, but we've got a couple of tomes here. I've got the 1959 International Movie Picture Almanac here. It's a who's who, corporations, drive-in services, you name it. This is a pretty thick book here, several inches of information. It says 27 million reasons on the backside of it to advertise in the Saturday Evening Post. That's how old this is. I've also got a Cecil B. DeMille, well-known name in the industry, the Art of the Hollywood Epic, and talking about his work in the industry. And then MGM, of course, still around in various forms, the greatest backlot, Hollywood's greatest backlot. Just a couple of examples of the resources that we've got. And our historian, Carol Lee Hazlett, wanted to make sure that we let people know that we've got these resources available. If you're doing history, maybe this is a high school kid who's doing some history, they're interested in film history, interested in the industry, they're doing some sort of research on that, we've got those resources available in our theater library. And we'd love for you to stop by. Again, give us a call, 833-4408, and we'll make arrangements for you to have access to that library.
All right. Scott McGarvey in with me here for a few more minutes.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time. Do you have anything that might be a stocking stuffer?
Well, you know, if you went to the theater, and I was talking, I actually met a lady this past week. Her name was Doris, and she was the ticket person. She was in the booth in the theater for many years back in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
So she was very familiar with this. If this is a place where you're feeling you love the theater, we've got some souvenirs for you. They'll make great gifts for Christmas. Glasses with the theater emblem on them, the logo on them. We've got $4 a piece for those. We've got a set for $12, give you a little bit of a discount. It's a really beautiful set and something to put somebody, give somebody some memories and remember what they went to or maybe an event that they went to recently.
Very good. So check that out.
Absolutely.
And what else you got?
Well, the 2019, we're working on our schedule for 2019, but the movies are still going to be the same. First and third Thursdays are going to be our classics, the old classics, the original classics, and the newer classics on the third Thursday, 7 o'clock. And we just had Blues Jam last night. Great turnout. And we'll be continuing that in 2019 on the second Monday of the month. Give local musicians the place to have a good time on stage.
Sounds great. Scott? Yeah. Facebook page again?
Facebook page, yeah, 4th Street Theater. Look for us there or 4thstreettheater.org.
All right, you can give them a call at 833-4408. Thanks for dropping by.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks again.
All right, check out their Facebook page or our Facebook page at Central Mo Info. 18 before 9 o'clock, Bob's interview with Corey Mahaffey coming up next on Quick Slam This Morning.
Give a gift with eternal meaning by shopping at the Central Christian College Bookstore in Moberly. You will find great giving ideas for Christmas, including books, Bibles, movies, music, wall hangings, home decor, kitchen items, apparel, and jewelry.